Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
I had a tough time coming up with a topic for community comment this week. My reliance on friends and colleagues for suggestions was akin to a meal of watery soup, not a lot to bite on. Then I came across a funny headline to a news article. It read, 20 pounds of cocaine found in nose of plane. It was one of those articles where you could comment or ask questions at the bottom. So I asked, how big of a straw did the plane need to get that much cocaine up its nose? I didn't get a reply. Apparently, they didn't see the humor. I then saw another video article where there was this huge elephant swaying back and forth with its backside rubbing up against a 10-foot-tall anthill. This went on for a while, and then the headline appeared, African elephant itching a scratch. Now, I know you can scratch an itch, but how do you itch a scratch? There wasn't a place for me to comment or ask questions on this one, so I didn't get a chance to be enlightened. I know journalists have a tough job accurately reporting news and many times under real tight deadlines. But just a little bit of reflection before they push the send button could come in handy. Sometimes the headlines aren't written by the news writer, so maybe that's where some of the confusion comes from. Here's a couple of others I found on the internet. Homicide victims rarely talk with police. Now, if you need to think about that one, have another cup of coffee. Or another headline, City Unsure Why the Sewer Smells. Now, I didn't read the whole article, but I wouldn't be surprised if this city applies for a grant to try and figure it out. Here's another one. Federal agents raid gun shop, find weapons. How about that for an unbelievable find? Here's another one. Man accused of killing lawyer receives another attorney. No more private conversations for you, Buster. With all the craziness going on in the media and partisan reporting on both sides of the equation at the national level, it's nice to toss in a little humor now and then when at all possible. It helps to have what would otherwise be completely unpalatable a little more palatable. Chew on that one for a little bit. As we are running out of time, here's the last headline I'll share. Most earthquake damage caused by shaking. Are you serious? You've got to be kidding me. I thought most earthquake damage was caused by flooding. But I am thrilled now that I am educated on the subject. I'll bet you an Excellence in Investigative Reporting Award was given to this reporter. Have a good day. This has been John Sapper for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.